Welcome to Connect to Joy. Your host, Carol DeShane, is an intuitive spiritual guide for practical matters and Marconic multidimensional energy practitioner. Her quest is to help you realize new possibilities, discover and release what holds you back, and enable you to manifest an inspired life filled with joy. Join us on this journey of transformation. Now, here's your host, Carol DeShane.
Hello, beautiful spirits. Welcome to the show. People ask me how I pick my podcast episode subjects, and sometimes they're sort of thrust upon me when I open myself to the universe. But it's also true that sometimes you can tell what I'm going through in my life by the subjects I pick. We all have stress in our lives, but some days and times in our lives can be way more than other times, and we really need an escape, whether that's for a few minutes, a few hours, a few days, or a really long getaway. Do we do it? Sometimes. And sometimes we let years go by without really de-stressing and finding some time to relax. It's no wonder we get sick, have heart attacks, and can't sleep. We need that time away from our everyday lives. So today we're going to look at a number of things. Why we might need a vacation, what stresses us out, 15 ways to handle the stress. I'm going to ask you, what is your perfect vacation or time away? What are you waiting for? And getting started. And then we'll wrap the whole thing up. Let's start with, why do you need a vacation? I mentioned stress, but you may not be feeling any. Other symptoms, though, that may show up that actually show that you're under stress can be a lack of sleep, constant worry, anxiety, overthinking, although that could be your regular habit, blaming others or yourself more than usual, being extra critical. Lots of symptoms. But if your body reacts to it, you could even have pain or tightness in the kind of the weaker parts of your body, wherever you carry that stiffness. If you get sick a lot, you may need a vacation from your regular life. Your relationship may need to be recharged, so getting away can help with that. Time away can give you a fresh perspective on whatever you may be facing. If you can get relaxed and feel more at peace, or have some joy during your vacation, you'll raise your vibration and things actually will be different when you return, because you'll feel different. You'll react differently from those around you, and they will react differently because of it. And that is assuming you don't drop your vibration once you return back to where you were before, because sometimes we tend to do that. Now, if you go with your family, you can work out any stress or kinks in the relationship. Take some time and really bond. You can get out of a rut you might be in and try new things, see new places, and experience new cultures. So many reasons to take a vacation. But, you know, really, do we need any excuses or reasons? We just want to go. Most of us, right? We want to travel. We want to do things. We may not. So why not? Something to think about. The next question, though, for you is, why do we get so stressed out in our everyday lives? What causes it to be so imperative that we get away? Sometimes we're facing a huge life change, like divorce, a death, an empty nest, a move, losing your job, the end of a school. Maybe you're starting into adulthood, so you have to make decisions on your future. Life changes are incredibly stressful. Your job might also be stressful. You may have deadlines, a boss that's demanding and perhaps difficult to deal with. Or maybe the commute is impossible and that time in traffic really gets to you or takes time away from the family. Your main relationship could be stressing you out, and there could be many things related to that. You might argue or disagree a lot, don't talk at all, be dealing with money issues, children issues, can't make decisions together well, or your sex life might not be the best. One of you may be cheating or never home. There are lots of reasons to be stressed out in a relationship, unfortunately. You could have a questionable living situation, meaning the place or the people surrounding you are scary or difficult or just not conducive to a very enjoyable life. Something simpler, your schedule could just be so busy you can't breathe, and that can be a stressor. Being fired or laid off and having to find a new job. A move where you have to sell your house and buy another is stressful, especially if you're trying to time it just right. Maybe you or someone you love have a health issue, and that's causing a lot of stress. And if you have to take care of a loved one and be their caregiver, that is a major cause of stress and anxiety. So where are you in your life, and what's causing you stress? How can you handle the stress so if you can't get away to a long vacation, you can at least feel better? And if you are getting away, it doesn't take you 5 days of a 7-day vacation to finally relax. Now, I want to give you 15 ways you can try to handle your stress just a little better. Some of them will remove the stress altogether, and others will take you away for a moment and give you a minute to refresh yourself, and then you can go back to whatever was bothering you in a better place, hopefully. Number one is, first, of course, just breathe. Take those moments that you feel overwhelmed or stressed out and close your eyes if you can. Breathe in and out slowly, but don't count. Don't hold your breath or anything, because that'll just tighten you up again. Set an alarm if you want to for 5 minutes, for 2 minutes, for whatever you need, but do it for at least a couple of minutes and see how you feel at the other side. The next thing, and of course I have to mention it, is meditation, which I usually do mention. Science totally backs up that meditation is great for stress relief, and it helps clear your mind and brings you peace to your spirit and relaxes your body as well. Whether you want to sit in one place, close your eyes and keep your mind blank, use Om or Transcendental Meditation Mantra, you can focus on a candle or a movement of a water feature that you may have, or you might want to get out and do a walking meditation. Do gardening or something else that makes you feel zen. Anything repetitive can work for meditation. Even washing or drying the dishes or emptying the dishwasher can do it. Kind of they call those mindless things for a reason. You don't need to think. Another thing you can do for your body is to take up yoga or Pilates or Tai Chi or whatever movement, because those can really dissipate the stress and your body will love you for it. You have to sometimes, if you're older or have some issues with your body, kind of adjust some of the things you're doing. Some of those yoga positions may not work for you. That makes Tai Chi maybe better for you. But if you need to do something more active where you can really get rid of anger or tightness, try boxing or kickboxing. Any kind of sports might help you, or dancing, all of which can release any negativity you're carrying around in that body of yours that's stuck in the cells. Another thing you can do, of course, is to journal. You can journal what you're grateful for, and that will distract you and shift your mindset away from what is concerning you and what's stressing you out. If you focus on what you're grateful for, a lot of times the other items, people, or even situations that are stressing you out, they won't seem so bad, and you can go back to them with a little different mindset. Now, if your calendar is overpacked and that's getting you down, look at it and find a way to delegate. Hire someone or dump some of them. Feeling frazzled is part of overscheduling yourself, so give yourself a break and see what you can do. You can also read something funny or something spiritual that shifts your mindset. If you do that, your body will follow. Now, there are websites that have jokes for the day you might want to call up on your phone, or for a spiritual thought, you can have something like the Daily Word that Unity Church publishes. You can call a friend. They can either distract you from what's stressing you out or help you through what you're facing. If you call a friend with more problems than you or one that's hilarious, either way, you can get distracted. And if you call a friend who's understanding and great at listening, they may be able to help you through that situation. You can also do something or watch something that makes you laugh. It will immediately ease that stress and raise your vibration. Some years ago, I had surgery and I was recovering and stressing out about my job and how soon I could get back to it. It was when Whose Line Is It Anyway was really popular, and I laughed so hard, I not only started tearing up, but I had to grab my abdomen because I had had abdominal surgery and it hurt so bad, but I was laughing so hard, I didn't really care. And of course, besides TV, now there's TikTok. You can watch comedians on YouTube. I love Jeff Dunham and his ventriloquist puppets. But there are tons of good ones out there, and some not so good, but they still might make you groan and laugh and chuckle under your breath because they're not so good. A lot of times when we're stressed out, we don't eat or sleep well, and generally just don't take care of our body very well. Now, if either of these things are true for you, make an effort to eat healthier, go to bed earlier, maybe don't eat so late in the evening, basically just be kinder to your body. And speaking of that, I think I'm up to 10 now. Take a walk. If you're stressed out, get outside if the weather's good enough and walk around the block. Walk in a park and try to let go of whatever you're concerned about. Connect to nature and let things go. If you have a big backyard, walk around back there if you need to. Just do what you need to do, but get away from what's bothering you for a minute. Take that break. You can also listen to a favorite song that makes you feel good. Music can totally raise your vibration and take away stress. And of course, staying with the music, number 12, you can also take a dance break. I've mentioned this before because I did this a lot when I was working remotely during the pandemic. I had music playing softly in the background while I was working as a paralegal. And when a song would come on and I'd been sitting for like a couple of hours, I'd yell, "Dance break!" And then I'd jump up and start dancing. Of course, I was alone at the time, but you might want to start this with your spouse or your kids when things get to be too much. It could be really fun and shift the entire stressful situation. One of my favorite songs that I would do that to was Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger because it always made me want to dance. So if it once in a while would show up or there was another song that was a real danceable song, that's when I do it. The next one is just amazing. And oh darn, is this really a homework for me? It's to get a massage. My favorite on the whole list. If you can actually relax during the massage and not talk the whole time or stiffen up while they're working on you. Some people actually will be painful when they push on you because they get like the deep tissue massage stuff. And some people love it. I do not. So know what you like and be willing to do it. Try different masseuses if you can't find one you like and different types of massages because you need to feel relaxed afterwards. I know it's a difficult request, but it's your homework, okay? That's your excuse. If someone says, "Why are you going for a massage?" Because it's my homework. I have to do that. You can also, of course, spend time with your pets. Animals are such a great way to de-stress. And if you're training a puppy, that unfortunately might be a little stressful. But other than that, it should be a good time for you. And if you don't have an animal, visit a friend who does. I always get my dog fixed as much as possible with anybody I see walking by with a dog, but especially my friends who have them already. You can also go to the local zoo, although you normally can't pet them very much there, or to the animal shelter. And you may even decide to volunteer there because it may be a little sad sometimes when you have to leave them. But if you go to a no-kill animal shelter, then you'll be able to know that you're just making friends with them and happy for them when they find a home. And of course, lastly, you can seek counseling if you need it to de-stress. And that might mean a life coach to get moving forward and making a plan, or it can mean a therapist to tear apart your past and so you can kind of let it go, see where you came from and how you can let it go. Just be sure you're comfortable with whoever you work with. Just like the masseuse, if you aren't comfortable, don't give up. Just try someone else until you are, because there are lots and lots of people out there who can help you, including me, if you need a life coach. So now that we've looked at ways to handle the stress, at least a little, let's look at that vacation again. This is the fun part. What is your perfect vacation? Well, let's start with the basics so you can think through this. How many vacations do you want to take a year? Now, knowing this in advance is really helpful in figuring out schedules and budgeting, especially if you have to take time off from work or working around children's vacation time at school. So get an idea about how many vacations you want to take a year. Is it a weekend away? A long weekend? A week? 2 weeks? What do you prefer and what can you fit into your schedule? Maybe you want one longer vacation each year with a number of short weekends away. A lot of people do that, or they take a really big vacation every other year if it's too expensive for them. And if you like camping, fishing, or hunting, you can take more trips because they don't cost as much. Although I know sometimes the licenses for hunting or fishing can cost kind of a pretty penny, depending on where you are and what you want to hunt. Some cost more. Now, maybe you choose a number of car trips to closer locations, which can make long weekends easier to do, so you can go away more often. Now, another question to ask yourself is, do you want to take vacations with the entire family, depending on how many children you have, or just the two of you? Or if you aren't married or in a family unit, do you prefer to go with friends or to go alone? Some people love going alone. They can do whatever they want and they're adventuresome, or they like going with a tour group that is set up for singles, or just going on your own so that you have things to do. If you have a family, you might want to do a family-friendly trip once a year, like Disneyland or a cruise that caters to children. Depending on how old your children are, you could have lots of different options. You could also do a family trip visiting other family in other states. So you have coming and going to there where you can do things if you take a car trip. And then maybe you could take a few weekends with just the two of you, with grandparents or other trusted folks looking after your children. It's good to get away with your significant other, at least from time to time, to rekindle a spark. And then another question is, how much money do you want to spend on your vacations? Maybe you splurge once a year and the rest you keep more low-key. Do you like it planned out entirely, free-formed, a little more spontaneous, or a little of both? You can overplan a vacation so you know entirely what you're going to do every single minute. You might even have the meals planned out. Tour groups can be super planned out, but can also leave you a short time on your own. Now, if you want to be more spontaneous and plan very little, this could be anything from having the hotels booked, or at least the first stop, and having everything else be unknown. Or it could be just getting in the car and driving in a direction without thought. Most people don't go totally spontaneous because that stresses them out. But it might be your bag and it might be a perfect thing to do. And then there's a little of both. Cruises are good for this. You know where you're staying, but if you pick the right ship, there'll be lots of things to do and you can go on tours and ports or wander and find your own entertainment. You can also plan all the states or countries you want to see, figure out the transportation and the hotels, and leave what you do up in the air. You might do research to know what's in the area, or you could do a walking or bus tour of the area on the first morning so you can decide what you want to do at that point. What's your bag? What do you like to do? What sounds good to you? Do you prefer planned, spontaneous, or both? What makes you feel the best? When I talked about lower key kind of thing, I mean camping, visiting relatives or friends farther away where you can stay with them, or anything else where you have some of your expenses covered. Are you able to save for the big vacation? If you have too many bills or just aren't the type that does well at saving and then not touching the money, of course, it might be harder for you. So now that we've gotten the obvious out of the way, what is your absolute dream vacation? Think big. What's on your bucket list? Mine used to be traveling to London and Paris, and I'd still love to do it again. But since my original dream, I've been there twice, once on my own with a tour group and once on my honeymoon. Nowadays, my dream vacation, I think, would be going to Egypt and seeing the pyramids and the other historical buildings and statues, hearing the history and steeping myself in the spirituality of it all. So where would you go if you had a choice? Once you play around and realize where your dream vacation is, ask yourself more questions. Who are you with? How long would you go for? When do you want to go? And how much money would it cost? Just think through all those things. Who are you with? How long would you go? When do you want to go? How old do you want to be? Or is it this year, next year? And how much money would it cost? And then research everything. It's really fun to research your vacation, especially when you really want to go on. And if you don't like researching, ask a friend to do it that you're going with, or call a tour company or a travel agent and have them do it for you. But let me ask this last question. What are you waiting for? You don't have to go on that one great big dream of a vacation, but what about just getting away? In either case, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for the right time? Being more settled on your job, more financially stable, maybe the right person to go with. What are you waiting for? And then ask yourself if it's worth the wait. You can choose to go on short trips so you can get away. You know, Vegas can be great for that. I don't drink much or gamble hardly ever, but I love the shows, and just walking around can be really fun. And most friends, especially single friends, are usually game for that. Now, if you feel stressed out, but the money isn't there to do much, find things you can do that are maybe just a day away or a weekend that won't cost much. I visit a friend from time to time that lives about 3 hours away in a really quaint and beautiful place. I drive there, so that part only costs me the gas. It helps relieve stress just because I'm away. And being with her, because she's a lovely spirit, and the place has a quaint downtown with fun little shops and places to eat, and quite a bit of local theater to see, and sometimes they have craft places, all stuff I love to do. It costs me hardly anything because I stay with her, and like I said, gas money to come and go, and I always take her out to eat once or twice, so it really isn't very much. And lastly, how can you get started moving forward with this vacation idea? Making plans, if that's what floats your boat, like it does mine, is part of the excitement of having a vacation. Looking forward to it is like a third for me of doing the vacation. Even if you don't think you have the funds, do the research. Find the hotels you like and what else you'd like to do there. Figure out the cost for however many days you want to go, so you at least have some sort of an idea. And then ask your spouse, your relatives, or your friends that you might like to go with and see who else is interested in where you want to go. People might jump at the chance to go to some of the places you're interested in. Besides making reservations that may not cost anything up front, you may have to make a plan on how you'll be able to save up for the trip, right? Money is always an issue when we want to do a big trip if we are not totally rich. And even if you feel like you're well off, it may be expensive and you may go, well, I don't know, maybe I won't do this one. Maybe you need to give up coffee a couple of times a week and put those funds into a savings for the big vacation. If you go out to eat every day, maybe you bring your lunch and put all the extra savings in a piggy bank. There are lots of things you can do to save money. Just really think on it and see. And if you can, if you know someone you want to go with that doesn't have the money either, talk to them. Maybe you can come up with ways together to save money. The trick, of course, is not spending the money that you save on something else once you have it. Sometimes you can put it in a bank account so that it's the vacation account, and that one you know you can't touch. Today we've covered quite a bit on de-stressing and needing a vacation. We looked at why we might need one, what stresses us out, 15 ways to handle that stress. I asked you what your perfect vacation or time away was and asked you quite a few questions so that you could get a really good idea of what it is and who you are when it comes to vacations. I asked you what you're waiting for, and I talked about getting started. Whether you need to get away from the crazy everyday world you live in or you just want to relax, taking time to get away can be heaven, and it can help you de-stress, refresh, and come back with an entirely different perspective. If you overpack your days, you may need a vacation to recover from your vacation. So make sure part of the planning is some relaxation time if you do a kind of go-go-go vacation. Have a day at a spa or a massage, whatever helps you relax at the beginning so you can enjoy the rest of your vacation and maybe even at the end so you can come back feeling rejuvenated. And as I mentioned earlier, if you have trouble winding down at the beginning of your vacation so that on day 5 of 7, you finally start letting go of stuff you're worried about back home and finding some peace, look at those 15 ways I gave you to handle your stress and use a few so it doesn't take a vacation to find a little peace. Then you can really enjoy getting away. Thank you for joining me here today. If you'd like to know more about intuitive, spiritual, or life or business coaching with me, or Mark Honig's Multidimensional Energy, please check out my website at connecttojoy.com. And follow me on Instagram, also at connecttojoy. That's like the show, connect2joy. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is under my name, Carol DeShane. There you'll find some archived podcasts, as well as the Joy Corner, which are I Am affirmations that come on once a week, and a whole lot of meditations and guided visualizations that are back a little ways that can help you with all sorts of different issues you may be dealing with and having a good chat with your subconscious mind to have it shift just a bit, if not a lot. Until next week, be courageous and reach higher. Just take a breath and take a moment when you need it. Take one step at a time on your journey, get the help you need, and get out there and find your joy because you deserve it.
Thank you for listening to Connect to Joy. If you love the show, make sure you rate, review, and share this podcast. And subscribe so you never miss an episode. Contact the host, Carol DeShane, with questions and comments, ideas for future episodes, or if you would like to become a guest. And remember, transformation is a journey and not an end destination. So be kind to yourself, because you are already enough to have the joyful, limitless life that you desire.